Let's make our way to Alice Springs now, where the NT Cattlemen's Association has officially launched a new specialised training facility today. Our reporter, Katrina Bevan, has been checking it out. What can you tell us about this facility, Katrina?
Yeah, big morning in Alice Springs, Matt. There's plenty going on down here in the Red Centre. As you just heard from Sally there at the Bureau, it's a nice chilly morning, although not too bad, but there is a bit of a breeze about. But that didn't stop people heading out to the cattle yards to see these flash new training facilities. It's about 15 minutes out of Alice. Yeah, there was a big crowd there. There's the usual speeches, you know, the ribbon cutting, as well as a few horses, a few motorbikes around, bit of hay, as you're going to see at the cattle yards, and the ribbon that was cut by Jan Heaslip on behalf of Grant Heaslip, as the facility is actually named after him, the inaugural NT Cattlemen President. Now, there was an opportunity as well to walk through the facilities and have a bit of a sticky beak, a bit of a closer look. There's a bit of a kitchen that you go through. There's plenty of accommodation rooms, a conference room as well. So everyone was having a good little look through and a bit of a tour and a look around. So plenty happening. In fact, Chris Knott, the president of the NTCA, was there to open it up. I had a bit of a walk through with him and pulled him aside for a couple of minutes to ask him about the new training facility, exactly what it is and what it will be used for.
There's accommodation here for 28 students. There's a classroom, dining room, and then a catering kitchen. And then that takes care of the academic side of it. And the other side of it is the yards, cattle in the yards, horses, motorbikes, workshop, and that backs up the training program.
So the new facilities here, that will mean obviously your pastoral real jobs program, they can come through here for training and accommodation, as well as your Indonesian program that you run. Is there opportunity for other programs to come through if they're in Central Australia?
Well, that's the beauty of it, is the facilities are here now, and then whatever programs it can cater for, because the accommodation is right with the with the training facilities, there's no, it's all self-reliant.
And it was used, I believe, for the Indonesian program this year when they came through. What did they think?
Oh, they loved it, except it was damn cold. That was for the students coming from Indonesia coming to Alice Springs when it's minus in the morning. It was a bit of a culture shock for them, but I think on the whole they enjoyed it.
Well, they've got somewhere a donga rather than the swag now to cope with those cold temperatures.
How flash is that?
Very flash. And you were saying a bit in the opening there, so these facilities are named in Grant Heaslip's honour. Why did you want to do that?
I just thought it was fitting that it was during Grant Heaslip's time that these facilities, well, the sale yards, the spelling facilities were bought. And it was the foresight of those members back then that facilitated that purchase. Also, Grant was instrumental in he was one of the founding members, and he was the first president of the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association. So we thought it was fitting that these training facilities be named after him.
Pretty fitting indeed. And I understand in terms of funding the new facility, there was a few government grants, a bit from private enterprise, and then NTCA as well. That's about it.
Yeah, that's right, Katrina. It was we had a lot of money. 75% of the money came from the federal government. It was 25% from the NTCA out of their own coffers, and then there was another $10,000 from the territory government for the fit out.
Well, we'll hopefully see a few more groups come through the facilities to be able to use it. Now, while I've got you, Chris, I was recently travelling around the Barkly. It's looking pretty dry there at the moment. What have you heard from your members and out of your own pastoral lease at Alcoota? How's it looking across the board?
Yeah, it's certainly drying off, but and I hear the Barkly's extremely dry. The there's parts of the Alice Springs district that's okay, sort of northeast towards the border is pretty good. South and west is getting pretty ordinary. It's a case of seeing if we can just hold on until Christmas, when we envisage, if there's ever going to be any rain, that'll be the time. If we can hold on to then we should be right if it does rain. But the problem is that if there's no rain anywhere else in the country, it's pretty hard for the next move.
Yeah, it certainly is. So I guess that it's just crossing your fingers and hoping it rains, really.
Well, that's exactly right. It's it is a case of crossing our fingers. That's exactly right.
And now I understand you're pretty busy looking for a new CEO. Obviously, you lost your CEO earlier this year. How's the recruitment process going?
Yeah, that's ongoing, Katrina. We've had nearly a dozen applicants. The board sorted through, shortlisted that to five or six, and then we've done some interviews. So now we're just doing some follow up on those couple of interviews.
Strong field of applicants.
Yeah, pretty good. There was certainly four or five there that had the potential to do the job, but given what the NTCA is facing at the moment, they need to be on their game too.
And when are you envisaging that will be announced who the new CEO is?
Oh, I would say probably another week. We'll be making a decision on the couple of fellows we interviewed now, and there'll be a decision made on that.
Right, coming from a territory-based or interstate, I don't know how much you can tell me, but is it someone local?
No, there was one local fellow and there was an interstate fellow.
Well, I'm sure we'll chat again when the announcement is made. Chris, thank you for speaking with the Country Hour, and great to see the new facilities here at the Bonning Yards.
No worries. Thanks, Katrina.
Yeah, big thanks to Chris Knott. He's the president of the NT Cattlemen's Association, speaking to Katrina Bevan earlier this morning at the official opening of the NTCA's new specialised training facility, which, as mentioned, has been named after a respected and long-term Central Australian pastoralist, Grant Heaslip.